Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is season 2, episode 24, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, Dave. 24 episodes this season. Holy moly.
I think we have a total of 76, if I'm not mistaken, since we started here.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
77 as of today. Once we put this one in the books here, yeah, it's just crazy.
That's really cool.
And we're getting more and more people are liking us too, which that's even more impressive, which I'm very happy about.
We'll
talk about that in a second. Nothing too exciting in the news this week. I didn't see anyway. Did you catch anything? I think other than Derby preps and
I saw that they put out the stakes schedule for Saratoga. And as you mentioned, I think last week that meet's going to start. Or maybe you did mention it last week. I know that you emailed it to me.
Yeah, I did.
That the meet's going to start earlier this year. I think on like July 11th, so a week after the 4th of July, due to the upgrades that that's right. You talked about it. The upgrades that had to be done at Belmont. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was really the only thing that I caught. I did see on Twitter, pretty funny. Kent DeSormo won a race for his brother, and apparently Kent lost the whip in the middle of the stretch, and his brother Keith went and found it. And during the interview in the winner's circle, said, "Here, you've left something on the racetrack." So,
oh man,
he busted his chops. Kent called him an ass on Twitter. Which I thought,
that's why we love Twitter, right?
I thought that was pretty funny.
Anyway, let's get started here. Visit our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you'll find all the links to all the ways you can listen to us. We have all your bases covered. Just click a link. Be sure you join our Facebook group. The link is at the top of our website as well, where we post so many topics of different discussions, as well as we've got a new fan and donor we'll talk about in a second from Facebook. So if you want to listen to us on your Amazon Echo, all you have to do is say Echo Play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, and you'll be able to hear the latest episode. Be sure you're following us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR, as Steve may post any late date changes or maybe some other picks he finds. Also wanted to talk about our donation page. We do have a donation page. It's patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing. Please donate to our podcast by going to that link, and all you have to do is click the Become a Patron button at the top right, and the next page will bring you to our monthly win, place, show donations, or you can click the button at the bottom that's a custom pledge where you can make a one-time donation. We would really appreciate that. And this week we have a new donor. I got to make sure I say his name right. Jevin, right? Was it?
Javon.
He said Jevin. He said it was like Kevin and Jevin. That's why I said Jevin. That's what he said. We read that. So we appreciate you being our donor and definitely a nice note. And he actually inspired our horse nugget segment this week, which will bring me right into that. So yeah, please donate to us. We'd really appreciate the support. Thanks. And of course, we'll review last week's results. We had some good results. And then again, your horse nugget segment is going to be from our listener, Jevin. It is Jevin. You want to recheck that. Only about a different Q&A of information that he asked relating to handicapping and such. So we'll go over that. And then you decided to handicap fairgrounds this week. So we have four graded stakes races from the fairgrounds. So go ahead and start off with our last week's results.
Did you categorize last week as a good day?
It was a great day, actually.
It was a great day.
Well, we go back and forth there. I'll get excited. Okay.
Dave, I handicapped three stakes races and gave out two topic winners, one that paid $34.40 and another one that paid $25 to win.
Yeah.
And then in the other race, we had a top two pick winner who was a prohibitive favorite, but, we tried to beat... that easy winner in that Santa Anita Stakes race. But it's, I don't know too many podcasts you listen to. They're giving out $34 and $25 top pick winners, Dave. That was so
pretty awesome.
Not to brag on myself.
But I was being modest. I didn't want to go that crazy.
I would like to say that I felt that that was a great day.
It was a spectacular day.
Yeah, it was. So, anyways, Dave, 376 stakes races, 165 top two pick winners. We got our percentage back up to 44% with that 3 for 3 top two pick winners last week. And as you know, Dave, I'm just having fun. This is a tough sport. So I feel very fortunate when I'm able to identify and pick some nice winners. So.
Yep, you would have bet those. You would have made some money this past week, so we appreciate it. Let's move on. We're going to talk. Like I said, we have a horse magic segment. This is a listener Q&A segment. Jevin is our new Patreon donor and listener. Wanted to know about some different topics, including do you always handicap just stakes races and different angles and other things. So go ahead and give us your insights in this.
Yeah, Dave. So I just wanted to respond real quick to Jevin. Really, he asked in a very nice note that he sent on Facebook if I only handicap and bet on stakes races, and nothing could be farther from the truth. You sit with me pretty much every weekend and have been on numerous trips with me, multiple places and multiple venues for horse racing, both at tracks and places like Las Vegas. And, but I'm not a guy that bets a whole lot of races. I usually just focus on a given track on a given day and try to identify either pick three, pick four, pick five winners, which is, you know, where my strength lies. The reason that I picked out stakes races for this podcast was, first of all, there aren't, you know, the big ones. The big stakes races are usually on Saturdays, and unfortunately for me, I still have a full time job, so I can't devote all the time that eventually someday I'll be able to devote to handicapping horses. So, and you know, over the course of the years, you know, I'm sure you'll attest to the fact that I've had a lot of success in big stakes races, many Kentucky Derby winner pick winners and, you know, Breeders' Cup Classic winners. And so I usually do good on those kinds of days. Kind of fits a profile for me. And it fits, you know, what I do on Saturdays. But, you know, when you and I get together at the OTB on Saturday, you know that I usually just take whatever card I've put the stakes races in and work and try to handicap that card and come up with winners. Another question he had asked was just, you know, did I keep track of my angles and plays before I actually started betting? Not really. But what I did do is I did start, because, you know, I played most of my action through Twin Spires. Yep. Twin Spires does keep a record of all my wagers, both from a class standpoint, amount of wagers, type of bet, those kinds of things. And so over the course of time, I've been able to really focus in on the things that that I do relatively well from a handicapping standpoint. And I know that if Jevin or anyone else wants to go back and listen to any of the Horse Nugget segments that we've done in the past, certainly the keeping of records. That nugget was inspired by our friend Chuck, who, you know, really talks a lot about keeping records and keeping track of, one's bets and the kinds of races that that you win in versus the ones you don't. So certainly keeping records, to me is the road to, you know, actually, being relatively successful in the horse handicapping business. So that's the Horse Nugget segment for today, Dave. I just wanted to give Jevin some feedback on some of the things he had asked.
Yeah. Thanks again, Jevin, for being a listener. We really appreciate it. I'm glad you enjoy the show. Also, I'll throw in there too. Yes. Twin Spires, twinspires.com is our betting source of choice. That's a good thing about doing it online, is because you have those records. If you're at the OTB or wherever you're at the track and you have the tickets, that's a little harder to track. So think of it that way with the way you bet things. So if you want to keep more better records, TwinSpires and others like ExpressBet or TVG and others do that as well. So think about it when you're doing your wagering. You might want to use one of those services.
You can also create your own spreadsheet. You can also use a spiral notebook.
Yeah, back in those old days. I remember our friend Chuck with his spiral notebook.
I used to do that. I mean, yeah. that was the way I got started in trying to keep track of my wagers. But yeah, there's a lot of different ways you can do it. But it's important to start keeping records.
Yeah, in this day and age, everything's through online. So why not make it easy? So anyway, let's move on. We'll go into your handicapping for this week. As I said, you are going to be handicapping Fairgrounds out in New Orleans. And we are going to start off with the ninth race. And the ninth race is a mile and a 16th. It's a grade three. It's the Mineshaft Handicap, a purse of $150,000. And we do have four races. So this is the start of the pick four, a 50-cent pick four, and also a 50-cent pick three. So you got that in your wagering menu as well. So give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, my top selection in this ninth race at Fairgrounds on Saturday is the 5 Lone Sailor. Lone Sailor's trained by Tom Amos, Jimmy Graham's the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. This is a nice 4-year-old colt, so in its 4-year-old racing season, which just started in the beginning of January. If you could see my iPad right now, you would see red circles and underlines all over the place on this horse. This horse is dropping in class from the Breeders' Cup Classic, the Grade One Breeders' Cup Classic that Accelerate won. Well, it was only 5 lengths off of Accelerate as a 3-year-old, which is pretty nice. Got that bullet workout at Fairgrounds. Has raced relatively well here at Fairgrounds. Three lifetime starts, 2 seconds, throwing a 95 buyer speed figure in there. Amos is 33% with this type of layoff, 61 to 180 days. He and Graham, when they team up together, they're 21%. This horse will probably go off as the lukewarm favorite. I don't see it being, any kind of ridiculous odds on kind of favorite, but I just couldn't get past him. I tried to, but I kept coming back to it. Also, I've noted that in the Preakness last year, this horse was only 2 lengths off of Justify. So, pretty nice horse. I think the drop to grade 3 from the grade 1 will be significant. I'm going to make the 5 horse Lone Sailor our top selection in this ninth race at Fairgrounds on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, will be the 8 horse. The 8 horse is Fat Man. Fat Man's trained by Joe Sharp. Adam Bacchese is the jockey. 8-1 in the morning line. This horse does show some early speed, so if left alone, he has the opportunity certainly to go wire to wire. Nice record at Fairgrounds. 4 starts, a win, a second and a third in those 4 starts. Also, he has a really nice record at this distance, Dave. 9 starts at this distance, 3 wins, 3 seconds, and a third. When Bacchese and Sharp team up together, they're 24%. Let's make the 8 horse Fat Man our second selection in this ninth race at Fairgrounds on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, will be the 9 horse. The 9 horse is Flame Away. Flame Away is trained by Mark Cassie, ridden by Tyler Gaffleone. This horse is 5-1 in the morning line. I don't know if you remember this or not, but Flame Away was a big winner for us. They keyed a pretty nice payoff for us last year. This horse is also a 4-year-old colt, so another into his 4-year-old season, $400,000 purchase. This horse also has speed. He could get the lead, and then our second pick, I think, is capable of sitting just off the pace. Certainly shows that in the past performances. I would not want to not put Flame Away in our picks here. So let's make the 9 horse Dave Flame Away our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, Fairgrounds race 9. Our selections are going to be 5, 8, 9.
All right, now we'll move to the 10th race. 10th race is a mile and an eighth on the turf. It's grade 3. It's the Fairgrounds Handicap. Purse is $150,000. Starts another pick 3, and it's the second leg of the pick 4. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So I promise you, I've got some price plays coming up. But in these first two races, I really have identified the lukewarm morning line favorite as the top pick in both these first two legs. So I'm going to make the 9-horse Synchrony our top selection in this 10th race at Fairgrounds on Saturday. Mike Stidham trains Joe Bravo, the jockey. 3-1 the morning line. Dave, 3-for-3 on the Fairgrounds turf course, 11 starts on the turf, 5 wins, 2 seconds, 3/3. So what is that? 10 out of 11 times in the money on the turf. Has a, you know, certainly looks like he likes the distance. 3 starts at this distance, 2 wins and a 3rd. Has raced well in some grade ones in his past performances. I like the fact that off that layoff from May 27th, 2017 to February 17th, 2018. So a pretty significant laugh came right off the bench and won here at Fairgrounds with a 102 buyer speed figure with a sub 12 second last eighth of a mile. I couldn't get past it. Stidham and Bravo are 26% when they team up together. This looks like it's Synchrony's race. So I'm going to make the 9-horse, Dave. Synchrony, our top selection in its 10th race at Fairgrounds on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the 10-horse. The 10-horse is Great Wide Open. Great Wide Open is trained by Connor Murphy, ridden by Jimmy Graham, 9-2 in the morning line. I really like the fact this horse has early speed. Jimmy Graham is a really good early speed jockey, Dave. This horse has shown proficiency on the Fairgrounds turf course. 7 starts, 3 wins, a 2nd and a 3rd. I also have noted here that there's an interesting buyer speed pattern here, right? 100 down to 99, 102 down to 92. Down to 92. So it's kind of an up and down kind of pattern. So I would anticipate we get another triple digit buyer speed figure out of this horse this time out. As you know, I like to look for patterns in my past performance evaluation. So I'm going to make the 10 horse, Dave, Great Wide Open, our second selection in this 10th race at Fairgrounds on Saturday. And then our third and final selection, Dave, will be the 5-horse. The 5-horse is Big Changes. Big Changes is trained by Brad Cox, Florent Giroux, the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. Not a bad turf record, 16 lifetime starts, 8 wins, 5 seconds and a 3rd. So what is that, Dave? 14 out of 16 races, and half of them have been winners on the turf. I also have noted that Giroux's been on this horse for a number of winning efforts, and I also, speaking of patterns, have noted that this horse at one point in 2018 had won 5 in a row. So for me, I don't necessarily like playing horses that won their last time out, but I do like playing horses that can show me they can string wins together. And certainly this horse looks like he can. You know, I don't really need to say a whole lot about Brad Cox. He's, you know, one of the top trainers in the country right now. So let's make the 5-horse, Dave, Big Changes, our third and final selection in this 10th race at Fairgrounds on Saturday. So to summarize, Dave, Fairgrounds race 10 Saturday, our selections are going to be 9, 10, 5.
Okay. And we move to the 11th race. 11th race is a mile and a 16th. That's on the dirt. It's a grade 2. It's the Rachel Alexandra. It's a purse of $200,000, and it's for filly 3-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this race is going to be the 3-horse. The 3-horse is Serengeti Empress. So my top selection in this 11th race, Dave, is the 3-horse, Serengeti Empress. Tommy Amos trains. We get Jimmy Graham again as the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. This horse was in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly last time out, showed really good early speed, got cooked on a pretty fast pace, and got pretty soundly beaten. But this horse did go off at, what does it look like there, Dave, 7-2 in that race. So pretty well bet. This horse is another early speed horse with Jimmy Graham as the jockey. I also have noted that this horse shows a nice bullet work out there on January 27th at Fairgrounds. So 6-1, pretty nice price. Going to make the 3-horse, Dave, Serengeti Empress, our top selection in this 11th race at Fairgrounds on Saturday. Our second selection, we're going to go to the outside, and we're going to take the 10-horse Chasing Yesterday. Bob Baffert comes in, invades with this one, puts Drayton Van Dyke up. This horse is 5-2 in the morning line. Baffert's 25% in graded stakes races. I do like the middle move there at Del Mar on November 12th, where we get that sub 22 second middle move in that 7-furlong race at Del Mar. But I'm looking at the buyer speed figures. They don't overwhelm me, and I 100% am sure this horse will get over bet. So let's make the 10 horse, Dave. Chasing Yesterday, our second selection in Fairgrounds 11th race on Saturday. And then our third and final selection will be the 6-horse Oxy Lady. Oxy Lady's trained by Jack Sisterton. Adam Pachisa is the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. I do note that I do see a 94 buyer speed figure on in this horse's past performances. So she certainly can throw a big race from a figure standpoint. But what I've really noted here is that the horse looks like she's training. She looks like she's training really well, has a couple of bullet workouts there at Fairgrounds coming into this race. Obviously lightly raced like the rest of them in this field. And it looks like Sisterton is doing pretty well with just a couple of starts at this Fairgrounds meet. So let's make the 6-horse, Dave, Oxy Lady, our third and final selection. So to summarize, Fairgrounds race 11 Saturday, our selections are going to be 3, 10, 6.
All right, we move on to the 12th race. Now you told me how to say this, and I'm probably now I forgot. So here we go. So
all right,
it's a mile and a 16th. Is it the Rising Star? Grade 2?
No, that's what you were going to say that I told you
Risen
not to
Star.
Say.
Risen Star.
Very good, Dave. Risen Star. There you go, Nick.
Risen Star. It's a grade 2, and it's a purse of $400,000. You reminded me, too. It's been a long day. It is a grade 2. Purse is $400,000, and this is for 3-year-olds. This is the big race of the day, and a lot of derby prep horses in here, too, right?
Absolutely. This is absolutely a derby prep, one of the early derby preps, Dave. So, a lot of lightly raced 3-year-olds. I'm going to take a shot here. So okay, my top selection in this race is going to be the 7-horse Maniwa. Maniwa is trained by Wayne the Cat Catalano. Channing Hill, his son-in-law, is the jockey, 12-1 in the morning line. I like third off the layoff. I think maybe this horse bounced off that 91 in throwing the 84 in the stretch out. So that was a sprint to route. I've liked this horse. I've picked this horse before, as I think you remember. And, Catalano's a good trainer, 21%. At the current meet at Fairgrounds, he's 19% over the last year when he teams up with his son-in-law, Channing Hill. He's 38%. When they get together, those small sample size here at Fairgrounds. So the big thing for me, Dave, here is third off the layoff and a horse that really looks like he's coming to shape right now. Also drew a pretty tough outside post position the last time out. So I'm going to make the 7-horse Maniwa at 12-1, Dave, our top selection in this 12th race, the Risen Star on Saturday. Our second selection is going to be another 12-1 shot. I'm going to take the 3-horse Mr. Money race. Calhoun is 24% with this kind of layoff. This horse did run against Game Winner, who, probably right now if the Derby was run this weekend would probably be the favorite in the Kentucky Derby. So I know that he's been in against some pretty good company. And I think this race just looked like a price shot race to me. And I'm going to make the 3-horse Mr. Money our second selection in this 12th race at Fairgrounds on Saturday. And then our third and final selection, Dave, I'm going to take the 8-horse, Owendale. Owendale is trained by Brad Cox, Sean Bridgemahan, the jockey, 6-1 the morning line. We get third off a layoff with a horse that has improved every race from a buyer speed figure standpoint. 53 to 58, 58 to 59, 59 to 62, 62 to 83, 83 to 91. That to me is a pattern. So we get third off a layoff with a horse that is continuing to improve from a speed figure standpoint. We get a top trainer, Bridgemahan and Cox get together at Fairgrounds. They're 31% this meet. So pretty phenomenal when these two get together, and Cox is 25% when his horses have won the last time out. So I'm going to make the 8-horse Owendale our third and final selection in this Fairgrounds 12th race, the Risen Star. So to summarize, Dave, our selections, race 12, Fairgrounds, Saturday, 7, 3, 8.
All right. And that will wrap up our day this week from the Fairgrounds. And make sure you go to our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. You know how to get to us. Get there, click the links. You'll be listening to us. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, it's offthechartshr. And you may post any race day changes or any other picks you might happen to find. You might even happen to find some non-graded stakes races you might post. You never know.
Yep.
If you want to ask us any questions, you always can reach us out on Facebook as well, as Jevin did. Or you also can email us at questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. And with that, Steve, you have any closing comments?
Just a weather update. I did check the weather for New Orleans. It's a 20% chance of rain tonight, 30% tomorrow. So I'm hoping the rains stay away. Looks like the odds are in our favor for making sure that we at least get fast and firm, or at least the races still stay on the turf. So fingers crossed that we get good weather tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.